Tanya for the fifth day of Kislev, Hey Kislev, is in Kuntis Achen, Lahavim Ashikosu V'Pri Yitzchayim, where the Alter Rebbe is explaining the greatness of the act of the mitzvah, in that the object of the mitzvah itself contains pure godliness, the essence of godliness, which the kavana and the understanding that a person has is not capable of grasping. In the kavana, he can grasp only the external existence of godliness, but not the essential holiness of godliness, the muhus and the pnimius of godliness. Through the act of the mitzvah, in, for example, the esrig, when he takes the esrig, he is holding godliness in his hands, and through the study of the halachas of those mitzvahs, including also the study of the Kabbalah that explains that mitzvah, there he grasps and contains pure godliness, at least in his speech and in his thought. Aval davke say des hamitzvah, but this is true only if he is studying the Kabbalah of the mitzvah, but not if he's studying Kabbalah stam. Because in the study of the Kabbalah of the mitzvah, it's no worse than studying the halacha of the mitzvah. The adirabin, and in a certain sense, it's even greater. Because in the Kabbalah, the godliness is more revealed. It's more obvious. Av she'eni masig hamuhus. Now, although in the study of Kabbalah, he doesn't understand the essence of what he's learning, masha'enkin b'seder ishtalshalus, whereas in the learning of Seder Ishtalshalos, if he's learning about the Kabbalah of creation, the different worlds, and so on, af im masig hametziyos, even if he understands the external existence of what he's studying, loy odif mitzad atzmei, it is not better in and of itself, kilimud hamitzvei shemasig v'tefes hamahus, than the study of the mitzvah, in which he does understand the essence of the mitzvah. So although when he's studying the Kabbalah of the esrog, for example, although he doesn't understand the Kabbalah, the essence of the Kabbalah, but he does understand the essence of the esrog, which is the object of his study. Whereas when he's studying higher levels of worlds in the Kabbalah, not only doesn't he understand the Kabbalah, he doesn't understand the worlds that he is studying about. So when he studies the Kabbalah of the mitzvahs, then it's studying the mitzvah itself, as in the study of the halachas of the mitzvahs, it's considered as if he had done the mitzvah, as it says, this is the Torah of the Eila and the Mincha, and as the Gemara says, that studying the Torah of it is as if you're doing the mitzvah itself. Elo sheyediyas hametzius mehashtalshalus higam kein mitzvah zama v'niso. However, the study of Kabbalah in general is a great and lofty mitzvah v'adirab eila al kulono, and in one sense it is greater than the other, than the act of the mitzvah and the study of the mitzvah, k'meshekoso v'yadaita hayein, as it says, you should know today, you should know godliness, which is a mitzvah, a general mitzvah of the knowledge of God. And it also says, da eselike avicho, know the God of your fathers, umevio lelef shalim. And that's what enables a person, the knowledge of God, enables the person to serve God with a whole heart. Shehu ha'ikir, and that's the essence. The primary thing is to serve God with the wholeheartedness, and this is accomplished through the study of Kabbalah, although he doesn't understand the essence of what he's learning, but the external understanding, the partial understanding that he has, is sufficient to extricate him from his physical assumptions, from the things that he takes for granted. Rak shezuhi mitzvah achas mitaryag. Only it is one of the 613 mitzvahs, the knowledge of God. The ha'adam tzarech l'kayim kol tayag. And a person has to fulfill all 613. L'fi she'enishtal shalus hamahuz d'chitzenis akelim d'atzilus. Because every mitzvah is a revelation of the essence of the kelim of atzilus. L'kach tzarech laharbez b'limud kol atayag v'kiyumon v'peil mamish. And that's why you have to study the mitzvahs themselves and fulfill them. In actual deed, the machshava dibur maisa shehen biya. In thought, speech, and deed, which are the lower worlds of Bri, Yitzir, and Asiya, levare biruzin mashesh ashesham, in order to elevate the sparks that are there. The eidzeis shebemes habiruzin shebbiya mirapach, the elevation of these 248 sparks in the lower worlds of Bria, Yitzira and Asiya, al yedei teirum, mitzvahs b'machshava dibur u'maise, through teirah and mitzvahs that are performed in thought, speech, and deed, gevein b'sharshon minaran sheba adam. They are higher in their origin than the nefesh, ruach neshama, that a person has. Ki hein misag shebepnim yisak, because the thought, speech, and deed of Torah and mitzvahs comes from the name Sag, which is the pnimius of Adam Kadmein, the naran shekvar nisakno al yedei ma, and the nefesh ruach nesham of a person, after they were already elevated and fixed through the name, to the shame ma, hu yeite mehametzach ha'ora be'alma. The neshama, the nefesh ruach neshama, comes from the forehead of Adam Kadmin, which is not an essential an expression of essence, but merely an expression of something profound that can't be expressed in words or in deeds, and so it shows on the forehead. But the way that it shows is without transferring any of the essence from the inside to the outside. Like when a person is very excited, you see it on his forehead, but he's not transferring or sharing any of that excitement. It's just that it's so intense that it even shows on his forehead. So in the neshama, nefesh ruach neshama, there is the godliness that reveals itself through the forehead, meaning to say it's not given, it merely shows. Whereas the mitzvahs, when they are performed in thought, speech, and deed, that's the actual godliness shared in the physical object. V'zeh shekosov lifnei meleich melech. And this is what it means. Before the Jews had a king, there were kings among the non-Jews before there were Jews among kings. Which means that the world of Tohu comes before the world of Tikkun, and there in the world of Tohu, everything is a king. Each Svira, each attribute is a king before for itself. And this is higher than the place of Malchus in Kedusha, the place of Malchus in the world of Tikkun, v'hanitamo, and this is the reason sheha adam chay b'mezeina is deimim tzenea chay. This is why a person, the nefesh ruach neshama of a person, lives off the food that he eats out of the deimim, the tzeneach, and the chay. U'mevareran b'mashabay, because in the deimim, tzeneach, and chay, there are these sparks and these divine elements that need to be elevated, and he elevates them through the ma, the level of ma, which is the power to elevate, or the power to refine the good from the evil, the chai bohen, and he lives with them. He lives with that energy that he gets from liberating the sparks that were in the food. Lefi shehein mesag. How can that give him life, when it itself is the name Ban, the sparks themselves are on the level of Ban, which is lower than Ma, and the Neshama is on the level of Ma, and yet he is nurtured by the mitzvah, because the elevated mitzvah, the divine spark that is released in the act of the mitzvah, is from a higher level, from the third level of Neshem Sag. And another thing about the act of a mitzvah, that the face of God cannot be seen. The inwardness of godliness can't descend into this world. Only the external, the hind part, So when a person, through his avan yidah, through his kavana, is trying to cleave to the divine attributes, he can't, even if he reaches those levels, he can't bring them back down into the lower worlds. They can't come back into his nefesh, because they remain always removed and above. And what comes down is only the nevelis, only the chaff, only the worst, the lowest part of the midis, of the pnimius alien, and he is left in the physical without contact with godliness. Whereas in the act of the mitzvah, that comes from the netzach hayd and yesed of the atzilus, they are capable. That's called the external midis, the chatzenius amidis. Those are capable of coming down into the physical, and it becomes for the physical the pnimius and atzmus of the physical. It enters into the physical thing itself and becomes the pnimius contained within them. In the Hayyim Yain, for the fifth of Kislev, Hey Kislev, the Rebbe writes that Vihine Sula Mutzav Arza Tfila His Sula Maheskashrus Shalaneshama Belikus. The ladder that stands on earth and reaches into heaven, that's the ladder of Tfila, of davening. Because davening is the ladder that connects the neshama with godliness. The Hagam Shel Mutzav Arza, and although the ladder stands on earth, Haskholas Hatfila and that means that the davening at its beginning is on earth. It's a lowly level. It is merely a recognition and an acknowledgement of what God does. Aval, the reshe magia hashamayma. But on the other hand, the higher end of the ladder, the head, reaches into the heavens. Bebechinas bitul atzmi. That's the higher level of davening, not just the acknowledgement of God, but a total bitul of oneself to God. Aval, bolzeh de agdomas hasoge v'havana b'psuki de zimra, bechas krishme u'krishme. But to go from that lower level, from the acknowledgement, to the complete bittul of oneself to God, that comes through the introduction, through the preparation, that is the understanding of the psuki de zimra, of the bracha of Krishna before and after, and of the Krishna itself.